Hey guys, and welcome to the first edition of the Sex Secrets audio series brought to you by the Bad Girls Bible. I'm your host, Sean Jameson, the creator of the Sex Secrets audio series and the creator of the Bad Girls Bible website. In this recording, I'm going to give you a number of different sex tips and techniques that you can use in your man to spice things up in the bedroom and in your relationship, especially good if you find things getting very routine are very boring. I'm going to cover everything from becoming more dominant with your man to simpler techniques like playing with his balls. Well, the Blowjob Bible, you'll find that it's very specific and it covers very specific things, namely blowjobs in specific and concrete detail. The Sex Secrets audio series is a little different in that we're going to be covering more general topics so that you can get a wider array and a wider outlook on how to have great sex with your man. So, without further ado, let's jump in and start learning some great new things. Okay, so this first tip that I'm going to give you, it's very easy, and it's something that both guys and girls often forget when they're having sex. Now, this tip, it's not about changing your position, or changing what you wear, or even changing where you have sex with your man. It's about your speed, it's about how fast you have sex with him. So a great way to break up the routine that your sex life can sometimes become if you're not using things like the Sex Secret audio series is to vary how fast you have sex. So let's say you usually go at it like rabbits every single time. Try switching it up from time to time to having more slower, more sensual sex. Or if you find that all you ever seem to do is have slow, sensual, almost boring sex with your man, try changing it up so you're having faster, more vigorous, even you could describe it as more aggressive sex. So let's say, for instance, you're on top of your man the next time you're both getting down to it. You have a good bit of control in this position over how vigorous and how fast he's penetrating you. So that's easy. That's easy for you to change. But a lot of the time, you're not going to be in a position to change how fast he's penetrating you. So maybe you're going to be lying on your stomach and he's on top of you, or your back and he's on top of you, or even you're both going to be lying on your sides while you're spooning. In positions like this, it's obviously very difficult for you to control the tempo. So what I'd advise you to do is very simple. It takes a little bit of courage if you've never really done it before or never really kind of tried it with your man. Just simply lean in close to him, so your mouth's close to his ear, and just whisper into his ear, "Fuck me harder or fuck me faster." It's not that difficult. It's actually very easy to do. Or of course, you can lean in and say, "Slower, baby, slower." It's really that simple. So that's the first tip. It's quite simple, but you'd be surprised at how effective it can be, especially if you always find yourself having sex at the same speed or same tempo with your man. Okay, tip number two. This next sex tip is really great. It's not exactly something you'd call a sex tip per se. It's really something that I would more consider to be something what I'd call pre-foreplay. So in other words, it's a great way to get your man in the mood before you even get to foreplay with him. So all you need to do, it's very simple, is just to back your ass up on your man's crotch and gently grind on him. But in this case, your grinding is going to be a lot more subtle than just grinding up on your man like you do in a club. You're going to be moving your hips and bum a lot slower and a lot more sensually than you usually would. But don't just do this in the club. Try it out when you're both at a party, or maybe you're both in someone's house, or maybe you're both just waiting in line to go somewhere for a bus or a train or a plane, or anywhere you have a small amount of time alone together. So you don't really need to do it for that long. Literally, just a few seconds is enough. So the goal of this, the goal of grinding on your man, is firstly to kind of get him in the mood and to tease him of what's to come later. And then secondly, it's to remind him that you are a fun and an exciting and a sexual person to be with and to be around. So remember, you're obviously still going to be both wearing your clothes when you're doing this. It's not exactly, like I said, a sex tip. It's more something to get him in the mood. So that's the second tip, grinding on your man. It's very simple, but still, it's incredibly effective for turning him on. In other words, it's perfect for foreplay. The whole idea is to do it quite randomly when your man is least expecting it. And this way of doing it, this way of doing it where he's least expecting it is a great way to keep things exciting and to keep things fun in your relationship. Okay, tip number three. This next tip, it's also very easy and it's a fun way to be dominant with your man and to take a bit of control, which is great for changing things up between you and him. Especially if you find that maybe you're always the submissive one in the bedroom, or maybe he's always the submissive one. But it's certainly something that I think you should try because it's pretty cool. So the next time you're both alone together with your man, and your man happens to be wearing a tie, wait until you're having some fun or that you're both flirting together. So maybe you're lying down in bed, maybe you're on a couch, or maybe you're even at a bar together. So what you're going to do is very simply grab his tie and then pull him in towards you so you can kiss him. Certainly nothing crazy, and it's nothing weird. It's just something that's fun, playful, it's a little dominant, and it's really simple and easy to do. However, just make sure that you don't do it too quickly, as you don't want to hurt him or catch your man completely off guard. So instead of just grabbing his tie and yanking him towards you, you can start maybe by playing with it in your hands or in your fingers, and then just slowly but firmly pull him in towards you. Then once you're comfortable pulling him in to kiss him, then you can try start experimenting with taking things a little further. So you could try maybe grabbing his tie and leading him into the bedroom, or maybe leading him around the house. Or you could try grabbing it and pulling him down until he's sitting on the couch so that you can give him a blowjob. Now, as a guy, I can tell you, if my girlfriend did that, I'd be very, very pleased indeed and more than happy to return the favor. Or if you want to be really dominant and really the one in control, what you could do is try grabbing it and pulling your man down so that he's on his knees, and then maybe putting your hand on the back of his head and pulling it in towards you so that his mouth is right by your crotch so that he can eat you out. But that's, I suppose, something that's a bit more advanced. So try start off with the kind of easier stuff, just kissing him first, before moving on to the more advanced things when you're grabbing his tie. So that's tip number three. Again, it's something very simple, but it's really great for spicing things up between you and your man. Okay, tip number four. This tip is perfect to use on your man right before you're actually having sex with him. Or if you like, you can use it during foreplay if you want to tease your man. So just before your man enters you, what you need to do is grab his penis by the shaft and then rub the tip of it all around your vagina, on the outside of your vagina. So that's the tip of your penis that you're going to be rubbing on the outside of your vagina. Sometimes people call this the glans, or they call it the head of the penis. It's basically that purple part of your man's penis on the top of it with a smoother skin. But the important thing while you're using this tip is not to allow your man to enter you just yet. It's perfect for building up sexual tension during foreplay, but it's obviously, like I said, you're not actually having sex with him just yet. You're almost having sex with him. The sensation is great for both of you, and you'll notice that you'll practically have your man begging you for sex, which you'll find to be quite satisfying. Now, while you're doing it, if you want to be a little bit more dominant, then what you might want to do, what you can find to be quite hot, is to say something to your man, something like, "Not just yet, baby," or "I'm going to make you wait a little longer," or "I'm going to make you work harder for it." When you do say something like that, though, make sure you do it with a playful tone and that you're kind of slightly teasing him. You obviously don't want to say it in a mean or harsh tone. You'll find that it's best to use this foreplay tip just before he enters you. That's the best time to use it, as opposed to using it at the very start of foreplay. So that's tip number four. It's something very simple to use in your man before you have sex. It makes sex a lot more exciting, as it really builds up the sexual tension between the two of you to a crescendo before he enters you. Tip five. Another great technique that you can use during sex with your man, especially when you're on top of your man, it's very simple and it's very powerful, especially as your man is about to reach orgasm. All you need to do is reach down and simply play with his balls. So if you're in something like the cowgirl position, or something similar, where you're facing him, you'll find that you just need to reach down behind yourself, gently cup his balls in your hand, and then start to rub them and stimulate them. Even squeeze them slightly. But if you're facing away from your man, like in, say, reverse cowgirl, then Obviously, you need to reach straight down in front of you to grab them and stimulate them. One thing you'll find though, if you're moving around a whole lot during sex when you plan on playing with your man's balls, then you just need to be very, very careful that you aren't accidentally too rough with them. I can't emphasize this enough. You need to be very careful so you don't accidentally hurt your man when you're playing with his balls. Now, obviously, you don't want to spend your entire sex session playing with your man's balls. Instead, the best time is right before he comes, as it will make his orgasm a whole lot stronger and a whole lot more enjoyable when he does blow his load. Again, this tip, this playing with his balls sex tip, it's a really nice one to have in your bag of sex tips and tricks to keep things fun and interesting. But it's not something you need to use every single time you have sex with your man. It's something you need to use every now and then to spice things up. Tip number 6. Having discussed this a little bit with others, I've found that some people have to use lube during sex, even during regular sex, while others produce enough wetness or self-lubrication so that they never need or have to use lubricant. One thing that you will find, whether you've used lube before or you've never used it, is that it gives a slightly different feeling or sensation or texture to sex. This is another great way to help break out of a rut or a routine that you might find yourself in if you've been with the same guy for a while and you feel that you're just using the same positions over and over again without trying anything new. Now, you don't need to say anything to your man before using lube. Just keep it, you know, on a bedside table, on a bedside locker where you can grab it really quickly and really easily. And then during sex, just grab it, squirt a small amount into your hand during sex, and then just rub a bit onto his cock, and then some inside and around your vagina as well. And then just continue having sex. It's really that easy. Another great thing when using lube is that a lot of lubricants are flavored, and they actually taste really, really good. So try giving your man a blowjob while using lubricant to give him a slightly different sensation for oral sex. It's also a great way to encourage your man when he's going down on you to try using some lubricant, and it'll also give you a different sensation for cunnilingus. So lube isn't just for anal sex, it can also be great for normal sex too. Tip number 6. This sex tip doesn't necessarily have to be very sexual, but it certainly can be if you want it to be. What you're going to do is you're going to follow your man into the chair. Before you do use this tip though, you need to make sure that your man isn't in some big rush, big crazy rush. If he is, then don't bother following him into the chair. So during the weekend or after work is what you'll find is best when using this technique. In other words, on Monday morning when your man is probably in a crazy rush to get to work, it's not going to be a great time to use this technique because you need time. Now, following him into the chair is just the first part. Next is what you do when you're in there with him. So you could start by simply washing him or just caressing his body with your hands. Or if you want to, you could give him a blowjob in the chair if it's big enough to accommodate you. All you got to do is get down on your knees, but try put something under your knees. Otherwise, it's going to be quite sore. So try finding a towel or even a washcloth to kneel on. If you're standing, then you can give your man a handjob. But one thing that you'll actually find quite difficult without the use of lube in the shower is having sex. The reason for this is that you'll find the water from the shower head quickly washes away any natural lubrication either you or your man produce, which ends up making sex quite difficult or quite painful sometimes if you don't produce a lot of natural lubrication. Tip number 8. This next tip is one that you may not have thought of before. And what you're going to do is you're going to be dressing up for your man. But instead of wearing something like sexy lingerie or something super revealing that you'd only wear at home, try wearing something that you can wear out and about, whether you're in a club, you're at a party, or even you're just in the mall. So it could be something like a shorter than normal dress, or it could be some sexy heels, or maybe even a very revealing top that you're wearing, or any piece of clothing that you know your man finds hot. Now, I'm not saying that you absolutely have to wear something that you feel is slutty or something that makes you feel uncomfortable. It just needs to be something that you know your man likes. A more subtle way of doing this that can also be a lot more fun is wearing something sexy under your clothes, whether it's a pair of panties or a bra or tights or not wearing any underwear at all. Then telling your man and showing him what you are or aren't wearing, either in front of them or via a photo on your cell phone. If you do send them a photo with your cell phone, though, just make sure to double check that you are sending it to the right person. It's nothing worse than sending it to your mom or someone you don't want it to, you don't want them to see it. And you also need to make sure that your guy is a fully trustworthy guy, that he's not going to kind of share it with anyone or show it to his friends. Now, the great thing about this sex tip is that it's something you can easily do during your average normal day. Tip number 9. This next tip is pretty much not that sexual at all. I've included it because it's easy to do and it's great for reminding your man about how great you are, but also so that your man values your relationship with him. It's simple, but it's really, really strong and powerful. All you need to do about roughly once a week is something unexpected and very nice for your guy. So it could be something as simple like texting him to tell him that you were thinking about him, or it could be something like cooking him his favorite meal when you know that he's had a long day and that he's tired. Or it could be something like doing something in bed that he wasn't expecting, or buying tickets to a movie or a football game or a baseball game, or maybe even tickets to a concert to see a band he really wanted to see. The key is to do these nice, thoughtful things randomly and not to do them too often. If you don't do them randomly, then your man, well, he'll almost start expecting them from you, which isn't what you want. So don't do them, say, every Monday at 3 p.m. or every morning or only in the evening. You need to vary them. So maybe do 2 really nice, thoughtful things for your man 1 week, then none the week after that. Then the week after that, just do 1 nice thing. Then the following week, do another 1 nice thing. And then maybe the week after that, don't do anything. And then maybe the week after that, do 3 nice things for him. In other words, keep them really, really random. Now, some of the examples I gave you can end up costing you quite a lot of money, but you don't ever have to spend more than about 10 bucks on something nice for your man. Sometimes you don't have to spend anything at all. One last thing on this tip, though. You shouldn't always do these things just to reward your man. You should really try to keep them random. In other words, try doing them when your man would least expect you to do them. Tip number 10. Okay, tip number 10 is about bringing it outside. It's obvious, right? You've probably heard this from people before, that you can have sex outside. Big whoop. Now, I'm not here to give you the obvious tips about having sex outside. I want to tell you why you should have sex outside. Importantly, it's because you might enjoy it. That's the obvious reason. The other reason, which I personally think is far, far more important and far more serious, is because it's a great way to change things up in your sex life for both you and your man. There's nothing worse than slipping into a routine. It's literally kryptonite or poison if you're serious about having a fun and exciting relationship. Having sex outside is a great way to add new excitement to things. Depending on where you try it, there's the obvious excitement at the chances of getting caught. There's also the feeling of the breeze on both your bodies while you're having sex. Many people also describe it as a liberating experience when they have sex in a deserted but a really picturesque area with their man. One warning though, I strongly advise that you make sure to check that you aren't accidentally breaking any laws if you are planning on having sex in public. Tip number 11, massaging his prostate. Now this is a more advanced sex tip to use in your man. I only advise using it if you're with a man who is comfortable with his sexuality and you're sure that he is not someone who might accidentally get freaked out by it. So rather than randomly sticking a finger up there one night with no warning whatsoever, I advise that you slowly build up to it. One way is to start off by rubbing your fingers around his perineum, which is the rough patch of skin between his ass and his balls, right up to below his balls and then back down to around his anus or bumhole. Every once in a while, you can try pressing your finger into his anus, just a little bit. You don't actually need to put your finger right in there just yet, but do use a little pressure and apply a little pressure and then try to judge your man's reaction to it to see whether or not he likes it. Now, if he removes your hand or tells you to stop, then do. But if you can tell that your man likes it, just keep going, keep doing it. Next, you need to get some pre-cum on your finger, but you'll also find that spit or lube is actually better, and rub it around your man's anus. This will help you to slide your finger right on in there. Initially, it's going to feel really tight, so make sure to go slow so as not to accidentally hurt your man. Once you have a few inches of your finger inside your man, you may need to wait for a minute or two for the sphincter muscle in your man's ass to relax so that there isn't such a crushing pressure on your finger. It's a really strong pressure. Once your man relaxes, then it's time to actually start massaging his prostate. To massage his prostate, what you need to do is curl your finger backwards. It should almost feel like you're trying to touch the base of his penis from inside his ass. You should feel a soft, spongy area. The location of your man's prostate is very similar to the location of your G-spot in your vagina. To stimulate it, there are a few different techniques. You can move your finger in and out by about, say, half an inch and softly and gently press into it. Or you can keep a fairly consistent pressure on it while rubbing it up and down. One word of warning though, if you do plan on massaging your man's prostate, make sure to trim your nails. Your man may be as tough and as hard as wood, but he is soft and delicate on the inside. So even the slightest nick can cause him quite a lot of pain and even make him bleed. So now that you know how to massage your man's prostate, I just want to remind you one last time. Some guys will really be into it while others won't like it at all. But that's no big problem. There are tons of other techniques throughout the Bad Girls Bible, throughout the Sex Secrets audio series, and elsewhere that you can use on your man. Tip number 12. Your man's nipples are surprisingly sensitive. They may not be quite as sensitive as yours, but he will still really enjoy having them played with. There are a ton of different ways for you to play with your man's nipples. You can run your fingers over them and around them to lightly tease them. After lightly running your fingers over them for a bit, try to gently squeeze them between your thumb and fingers. If your man enjoys a little bit of pain, then you can try squeezing them a good bit harder. When you're not using your hands and fingers to play with his nipples, you can try using your mouth instead. So try to trace your tongue or your lips in a circular motion around his nipple and then use the tip of your tongue to gently flick it. If you want to be a little kinkier, then you can use your teeth to softly nibble and even bite his nipples. Just remember though, not to bite too hard because they are quite sensitive. A great way to test out to see if your man likes to have his nipples played with is to try playing with them before giving him a blowjob. So it's very natural to go from kissing your man on the lips, then on his neck, then moving further down to playing with his nipples and kissing them and touching them and stimulating them and rubbing them for a little bit before you start to give your man a blowjob. Tip number 13. You'll thank me for this tip after you use it and try it. While I go in depth and give you a lot more detail about how to be more dominant with your man in another recording, in another edition of the Sex Secrets audio series, this is a great way to start exploring being a little more dominant with your man while having a lot more fun and getting a lot more enjoyment. All you are going to do is wait until the next time you and your man are fooling around in bed. Wait until your man's hands start to go wandering. But instead of letting him decide where they go wandering, you need to guide him. To do this, all you need to do is put your hand on top of his and guide it to where you want him to go. So if you want him to concentrate on your breasts, then guide his hand there. If you want him to concentrate on your clit, or you want him to finger you, then try guiding his hand and his fingers there instead. Or maybe you just want him to rub your legs. It's the same again, just guide his hand to them. The added benefit of this is that you can show him or guide his fingers exactly to where you want them to be, because your hand is on top of his. So maybe he's trying to rub your clit but isn't exactly giving you enough contact with his fingers, or maybe there's too much contact. Just guide his finger to where you want it exactly, and kind of, in a way, show him exactly what you want by pressing and pushing on his finger. Maybe you'll find that he isn't rubbing your G-spot the way you like it. Just grab his hand and show him how and what you like. It's a win-win situation. You're being a little bit more dominant with your man and getting much, much more pleasure because you are getting exactly what you want. While your man will feel great at the same time for being able to give you all this extra pleasure, even though secretly it's really you. Like I said before, guiding his hand to where you want it to go is a really great way to start being a little bit more dominant with your man. And that's it for this month's edition of the Sex Secrets audio series.